I am absolutely flabbergasted and, quite frankly, I'm fuming. Fuming because of the responses that I've heard today, the sound bites that have been proffered as if they're going to appease all of us, 179 families. You know, I am just one member of one family that has been devastated by Tony Blair's decision to take lead us into this war.
Tell us why this inquiry means so much to you.
Well, you know, as much as it was many years on from the original war, the fact that there felt like there was a chance that potentially we would actually start to learn a little more about the reasons as to why we were led unprepared, underfunded and in a rush to sate one man's agenda and to maybe bring some closure and bring some justice, because a transparent inquiry was what was offered. Sadly now, I think there's been so much muddying of waters, I think that to get a transparent result is nothing more than a pie in the sky notion.
You talk about closure, and of course it's 10 years next week since Bob was killed.
Yeah.
And that's had a huge effect on your family, particularly your mum, Di.
Yeah, absolutely massive. Like many other families, but certainly from my point of view, I ceased to have a family that day. My mum and dad are no longer together. My mum, she's been an absolute Trojan and she's been such a strong, amazing woman. But now the grief has hit her 10 years on. And this month I can't be with her because it's just too much of a reminder. So I've lost my brother. I've lost my father. I don't see him anymore. My mum needs her space. My marriage has ended. I no longer work as an intensive care nurse because I got diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, which is what many soldiers have come back. And also, so there are these families that are unheard but actually are suffering as a result of Tony Blair's decision, and they're not to be forgotten, and absolutely and utterly devastated.
I'm sure people can hear the emotion in your voice. I can see the tears in your eyes now as we're talking. This was an event which had a catastrophic effect on so many lives, and you just want answers now.
I think now has come a time. We've had enough diversions, we've had enough people getting involved, and I think the fact that there has been this constant avoidance to actually reveal what went on behind the decision, why is it becoming such an issue?
You talk about avoidance, so you believe in a cover-up.
I'm starting to look. I mean, yes, you can say guilt by insinuation, but ultimately, you know, the fact is that we went into a war, as I say, underprepared, underfunded. We completely had no after plan, so that we absolutely ruined the infrastructure. We went and devastated all these civilians' lives. The soldiers went in, and the airmen and the sailors, they all went in, and the only way to actually attain the basic, and let me stress that, the basic equipment was urgent operational requirements. We didn't even have the funds to really go and fight this war, let alone the service.
So this further delay, you believe, is more evidence of a cover-up, that people don't want the conclusions
yes.
to be made public.
Absolutely.
Or want to delay it for as long as possible.
Categorically, now I stand back. I think that myself and others have given more than enough chances, as well the great British public. And, you know, and I think this also shows a disconnection. Cameron's trying to do the grand passing of the buck. You know, and I put it to Cameron and I put it to Chilcot to meet with the families. I'm more than happy to go and meet with him. I don't want a Tony Blair back to the families or avoiding us. You know, if you're concerned, you're a man of the people and you are here to serve the people, of which 179 families and all those suffering that live in death sentence that is PTSD, then meet with us. Don't allow us to hear chopped up, edited bits on a news report. Speak to us, because sometimes, as much as there could be reports that you hear on the radio, you can tell an awful lot by just literally looking at somebody, and nobody, not one person in government, past or present, has been prepared to actually turn around, sit us down in a room and look us in the eye. And one of my final points I really do want to stress, as well as actually putting it out there, you know, I'm challenging Cameron to sit with us. I'm challenging and asking Chilcot to sit with us, not present his back to us and answer a board, you know, in Parliament, to actually sit in the room.
Sarah, have you lost faith in actually the very inquiry that was supposed to give you answers?
Yes, I had faith in Sir John Chilcot. This is actually a farce. It's actually become laughable, and that's not what this should be about. This war is nothing to laugh about.